I need to leave here by a certain time.
Yeah.
But me not find the right porn yet. I mean, nah, left. Bro, do you know how hard it is to find the right porn sometimes?
So are you one of those people that's been like, page 12?
I'm just a move. I'm just a say, yo, all right, this now.
I don't eat this.
And the worst thing is, like, when we young got me used to try, like bookmark them.
Have you ever checked back your bookmarks?
Disgusting. Welcome to Dale Elliott Podcast. I am your host, Dale Elliott, and I am here with my co-host, Crooks.
Kaboom!
All right, another foolishness. But, people, don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe, and let us know if you enjoy the episode then.
Straight.
Yes, because we're not going to waste no time with that episode here at all. All
right, so what I go on?
You have any addictions?
You know, I would say probably only marijuana.
Is marijuana like a really serious addiction though?
It depends. It can be for certain people. You know? It's something you need to manage.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's something that you need to be able to sustain if you're doing it. But and usually it's the sustaining of the addiction that's the problem.
But normally I hear that when people addicted to marijuana, them like eat wallip and smoke, so them like normally lose weight.
I mean, it depends.
So marijuana can help you at all?
I mean, with the lose weight thing, usually it's the opposite way. So marijuana actually opens your appetite. So usually it's prescribed
make you eat
to
more food.
Yes, it's
this explains everything. Now
it's prescribed to like cancer patients when they go through chemotherapy. They don't have an appetite. They need to eat food in order to take the medication. So they usually give them marijuana, which makes them...
Because there's a reason why I ask this question.
Why?
This is a very serious matter.
Mm-hmm.
Viewers, me and you too.
Yeah.
Do you think masturbation is an addiction?
Absolutely. You can't be addicted to anything, you know.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe that?
I don't believe masturbation is an addiction.
All right. You don't think there's ever a situation where too much masturbation could be considered a problem?
I've Googled it.
All right.
No, Google it. It kind of say it's fine. It say it's healthy.
It's healthy to masturbate?
Yeah.
Them say weed healthy too?
I've been Googling this now for years.
Right.
That masturbation is healthy. I'm just saying.
Everything is healthy in moderation. That's where the line is drawn.
Yeah, because big man thing.
Like, how much is too much?
Yeah, all right. Home.
If you back your fist 6 times a day, is that too much? The fact that you're thinking about that, bro, is crazy.
No. Hey. I'm not here
like
saying.
Six,
I am not here
a
saying
day, that. I mean, you know, how much time that?
6 times a day, me feel like...
You have a problem.
Wait, no. All right. Here, you hear me I say?
Yeah.
Me not do that so much time, no more.
No more.
No more.
Right.
But me feel like when me did younger,
mm-hmm.
it's just... However, whenever, whyever. Me don't know if whyever is even a thing.
Right. For whatever reason. But, all right. Did it ever get to a point where this was taken away from, like, things in your life, responsibilities that you had? Like, has this ever messed up your life?
Wait, why is this about me now? Hey, this is a general conversation. This is...
No, I'm just saying, okay.
This should be for everybody.
Okay, yes. But all I'm saying is, if it gets to a point... You know, Sila, I believe if the issue, the thing that, you know, you're addicted to in question, if it takes away from your life in a negative way.
From your productivity?
From your productivity, from... It could take away from resources. It could take away from a number of things.
Big man thing, I used to have to do it before, like, every exam.
Mm-hmm.
Every exam, every trap meet.
Mm.
Like, every time when we're supposed to be nervous,
yeah,
me did have to get one out.
So, scientifically, this is like an endorphin release, serotonin.
Yeah, you know,
release
like when
situation.
Them would say, them say like when, like, what woman, man call it, so like them say, yo, when you get it out,
mm-hmm.
you can, it's like your brain clear, you start make right decisions now.
Post not clarity. Yes.
Yeah, but it have to do it for post not clarity.
Okay. That's fair.
Don't make me feel alone right now in the comments. Don't make me feel alone because the seat I get very...
Like, the light's feeling brighter.
All of a sudden, the light start feel bright. But
yeah,
me feel like when we're younger,
mm-hmm.
in a high school.
Yeah.
In a high school, me feel like me did that try like go for a record. I mean, never even feel like it never affect me at all.
So,
no, as a big man, mm-hmm. you start feel guilty if you know say, yeah, I do it.
So here's where I think it becomes a problem. You see, if all right, you're supposed to go do something. Somebody I wait for you to pick them up, and you're like, all right, give me like a 15 minutes. You can leave right now.
You could leave right now.
But you decide to say, all right, I'm so far. Give me like a 15 minutes.
You know that?
And you go, no, that's like
at,
a problem.
No, I'm looking at like, it. I'm looking at it. I've had moments like that, you know,
yeah?
Where I'm like, yo, I need to leave here by a certain time,
yeah.
but me not find the right point yet. I mean, nah, let's. Bro, do you know how hard it is to find the right porn sometimes?
So are you the one of those people that's been like, page 12?
I'm just a move. I'm just a say, yo, all right, this now.
I don't eat this.
And the worst thing is, like, when we young up, we used to try, like bookmark them.
Have you ever checked back your bookmarks?
Disgusting. We used to, like, try it, you know?
Yo, the clarity... The clarity of looking at the videos after.
You see, the after is when we feel.
That's when the shame forward. But that's how, I feel like that's how internally, it's like, you kind of know this wrong, you know?
Like, Let me tell you what we eat. As a big man right now,
mm-hmm.
I feel like Pornhub and the website them mm-hmm. need to do better with them ads. Because now them ads are disappoint me. Because like you click on a porn up video right now, it start off, are you masturbating again?
Excuse me? Come on.
Don't do that to me right now.
But here's the issue.
Are you jerking off again?
The problem is that's a thing for some people.
They want to feel away. You dirty bastard.
Yeah, it's a weird world out there, bro. You know what I mean? And it being so accessible.
But now, like, more while it used to make me feel away.
You know?
I still make me feel away.
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, let's get this out there.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it, okay? Let's not know. Oh, yo, me have woman. I have a girlfriend.
Yes.
I don't like. We just do it. Me not feel like. We just do it.
All right.
And don't shame out there. Woman out there have the problem too. You know that is the thing with bully people. Is your woman secretive?
Yo, some woman out there worse than a brother.
Some woman out there a better DJ than you.
Oh, big time.
Fresh.
Yeah, man. Brother, you don't even want to open that drawer there over there, so, you know.
Yeah.
They have a whole case of ties, you know.
Yo, me remember one time I run a joke with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Me and I on FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
I said to her, I said, yo, you know, see, you left your vibrator there, right? Yeah, yeah. Yo, the wheel should jump. When she turned around, I look up on the full screen, I just say, sir, got him.
Yep.
Man, them run that tester with any girl you talk to. Just, I talk to her about FaceTime and say, yo, you know, see your left, your vibrator panel. And see how she jump up. So you have to catch them because they're not admit it.
They just get, yo, some of them diabolical with it, bro. Some of them crazy with it. They might have a bigger problem.
Well, I would know. But all me know, my youth, I don't think it's that bad. I just feel like they need to fix up the ads. the ads them not conducive. If you want to keep me as a returning.
Imagine you're like, yo, I don't think it that bad. Just fix up the system, the service. Could a little better. That's not the real problem.
Yeah, but no. Some of the time they just make the things them too hard for find.
So I think as a older head that the ease of, like, I think it's too accessible now.
I think pornography really too accessible.
I think it's way too accessible now. Brother, one time, you know, where you did have to go through?
Bro, remember one time we used to only know Pinky?
All right.
No, me don't know them girl, Anna.
There's a new one every day. You know, there's a new one every day, and now them are fair. Now them are compete like Olympics. Who can?
And the problem who can is, do 10, and the who problem can do 1,000. Me, I walk past them every day, and they even know. Bro, you know how weird it is now that man them try this. The girl you meet before you do anything with her, anything serious, type in our IG name on Reddit.
Go on Reddit.
Just go on Reddit.
Go on Reddit and check our Twitter.
Check our Twitter. Yeah, check our Twitter.
Check our Twitter and search our name.
But be sure to search our name on Reddit. You will be mind blown with pop up on Reddit when you see them girl there.
Insane.
Brother, when was the last time I got Miami?
When last time I got Miami? Couple months ago. I was sometime within the past 6 months. I don't remember.
Me feel like we in a porno pandemic.
What you mean?
That is the title of this episode.
What you mean?
We in a porno pandemic. It's too much.
Yeah.
Is too much.
I think it needs to.
It's too much porno.
We need to. There needs to be.
As a man,
regulation.
As a porn watcher. Porn really, I get too much.
You know what I think we need to? Respectfully, I think we need some quality control back into the thing.
Is it? I know everybody.
Everybody fear. You see me? We don't need everybody video. Everybody don't need to upload.
A real thing.
Like, not because your hat means you have to get into it. You know what I mean? Some of them not into it.
That.
You know?
But in reality, as two big men we attack, two adults, I think.
Straight.
Pornography. I get out of hand.
Yeah.
I feel like when me the younger, when me and my teens, you know, me used to have to like search for it and you know, find it and hide and whatever. I know me feel like the way how it's super accessible.
Yeah.
Is like when we in the real world, like I see woman now, we now just see them with clothes on again.
Yeah.
Like me feel like it will have like a mental effect on people. Like you will see a girl and you're supposed to just see her walk down the street and you say, right now, if you see like a woman police, me supposed to have said, Jano, make sure some drive straight and don't get locked up.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be thinking.
Me supposed to say,
yo, she take it.
I wonder what if. Like,
yo, this could be a thing, you know.
Me not supposed to go to the nurse office and
pre the nurse.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I could potentially pull this off, you know.
Because
that's crazy.
It's a problem.
Yeah, it's an issue.
It's a problem. And the thing is, Me talk as somebody we can control myself. What about the man them we can't control themselves?
That's why I said there's two. That's why I said I feel like there needs to be some kind of regulation to it. Because, bro, once upon a time, you know, especially where the internet is concerned, bro, it was so difficult to find. Once upon a time, it was absolutely difficult to find without paying money.
One time you type that in a Google, you sweat.
You're sweating.
And at the fifth page,
no man,
you find a titty.
Tell you what I'm going to go on. No man, there's pages, you know. Tell you what's going to happen. You're going to go on. This is not Google yet.
I worry about virus.
This is not Google yet, you know. This is like
you used to use what? Like Univac one and them thing. That no, you use the old no, computer, man. Right?
We have the old computer them. This is Yahoo days, right? Yeah, I use Netscape. You know, I use Google Chrome yet.
Man, I don't know that.
Exactly. Yeah, I use Netscape. You got to type your thing in a Netscape. You're going to type boobs or whatever you look for, right? And you're going to find pages, and all of them require like $20.
Damn.
You see me, $20 to join, right?
Damn.
The best you're getting is like, nudes with like a big star over them, right? If you go to that page, your computer is destroyed.
Virus is gone.
It's done. Just know, you're talking to your mother tomorrow.
Because your whole virus, me say, when you don't try other every type of virus,
brother,
McAfee virus,
your mother is going to turn on the computer. And she's going to try to go to our AOL or whatever she's using. And it's just beer things going to start pop up.
For no reason.
And she's going to call you and go, what is this? And you have to go,
but this must
have a virus. You know? And now it's over. Now you download McAfee, you try.
Because now as a big man, me kind of feel shaming. Because like, now that me get to the age, when me think me did I hide certain things, they knew exactly what we were doing, you know?
Yeah.
They knew exactly. Like, no machine.
Doesn't it look silly from like an older
as
perspective?
A big man,
you're like, what else could you have possibly been doing?
What else?
Like, God bless them for not bringing it up, right?
Yeah, like grandma, thanks. Thanks. Because yeah. Really, my grandmother would like open the door and we would have like a plan A, a plan B, a plan C as to like,
how you're going to react.
You know, how fast me I go switch it and like. One time you think she catch me, you know, but she just never act like she see nothing. So me think the course clear, but now me I look back on it, the course wasn't clear.
Not at all. That's probably why the pastor deal with you all the deal with you the time.
Remember explain something. Let me tell you what happened to me. People, me explain something to them. Me tell them the story of this. So when I'm younger, me one day where. I play ball upon the road. And me and Bridget them did it. We play ball upon the road name. We used to have Premier Call.
Yeah.
So we play ball upon Cardiff Hall. And trick we forgot church, you know. The dog stays up, man. The man named Isa Bleed.
Isa Bleed trick you forgot church?
Isa Bleed smoke holy.
Okay.
But
makes sense.
You know Isa Bleed trick we. Isa Bleed see all the way I play ball. And him walk come down on the road, eyes are bleed, I say, oh yeah, man, you know the food I give up the road, and the man, come get a plate, man, and thing, man. Richard, come get a plate. So every man just say, yo, we are run to get a plate of food.
Yeah.
When we reach up there,
church.
Realize, say, yo, a church.
Got him.
Yo, we run go on the community center. Run up there, run upstairs, think of food we are get. Man, no youth fellowship, man. Brother,
you thought it was food you get in the bread of the Lord.
Reach out, Pastor Mark.
Yeah, man, the Holy Word, man.
Pastor Mark and Pastor Courtney.
Man shall not live by food alone, you know.
Brother, I'm ashamed.
Every word from the Lord.
So now the whole hour we sit down in our church, and the man I say, yo, just hear the man. We just need 10 minutes of your time, and you guys can go back to play football.
Right.
So every man says, so bam, we are sit down, 10 minute time. Brother, the man turn on the TV and start show with some Illuminati and this person in Illuminati, we need fear. Be careful of the shirt and what we are wear, because the head of the brandy mannequin don't wear nothing with no cross and no sheep and no head. And the man start go like, you know, some serious religion thing. Yeah. The place start feel tense.
Like, yo.
Brother, the man start rewind song backwards.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
You know, like some regular song.
Yep.
Brother, the man rewind like a regular song, paparazzi. I'm your biggest fan, I follow the, you.
That, Lady Gaga.
You love me. Yeah. Brother, the man rewind that. I mean, I hear something like, oh, we love Satan. Love you, Satan. Me, I say, yo. No, me, I look back upon it. No, that was not what he was saying.
Your brain is funny where you can make it hear whatever you want.
So like, we are here, all of this. Every man sit down and look upon each other and say, mm-hmm. Yo, this serious. The icing upon the cake was, while him a talk about this,
mm-hmm.
an accident. Brother, the man a talk about, like, the man a tell us, yo, you know, when are you guys going to wake up? When are you guys going to wake up and realize the times that we are living in? You can leave here any moment. Brother, the man a talk and all of a sudden, one Kara drive upon Kenil drive and just crashing a wall. Tear off a fence.
Wow. I said, see?
Brother.
See it there?
And we are looking through the window and we are see the whole accident.
Mm-hmm.
I said, bombard. So the man say, yo, he might pray for me.
Yeah.
So the dog stays so no one I pray. Dog I pray for everybody. Dog I pray down a line. And me the third in the line.
Mm-hmm.
First man, the man I pray for. The dog touch the man, the man say, yo, infidelity. Me I say, why would I do that? The man did it with his wife and everything. And like, just go straight infidelity.
Why would you even
so
load him up, sir?
So me then me I say, okay, so it's like, you know, him a go on like him can like tell people future and them like a thing there. Like, you know, what them call him prophet.
Yeah.
So we have a bridging. Andrew. Everybody know Andrew a thief.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big up yourself, Andrew. Me don't know if you stop thief. No.
But them time there,
anything we're missing.
Andrew have it.
Andrew. I'm not even Andrew him name, you know. I just call him, you know, I call him name, because I don't know if he's stealing.
But him know.
Brother, anything take place in our community at him.
For sure.
I promise you. So, Pastor Mark, touch him and Pastor Mark say, you fi stop thief. All of us say, wow. Pastor Mark actually like
load him up on it.
Like him know where I go on for real.
Yeah.
When me see dog walk come over to me, me I say, yo, me good. Me good.
Yeah.
Brother, when the man touch me, the man say, masturbation. Loose. Dog start shake all me forehead and all them things. The man say, yo, stop masturbate. The blood. Loose. All of my friends start laugh.
Jaja.
And me I say, John, no. How we reach back here so again? So, I know the worst thing with him too. The man have a style. At the time, me did meet in our accident with my uncle. And my uncle, he drop out. So, like them, I say, I got through all it.
Yeah.
And the man, I'm at about for baptize. The man look for me at the church. Yeah, the man, so you're not going to give your life to the Lord, Dale? After all you've been through? After all you've been through, Dale,
catch
you're not
him,
going
man.
To do it.
Mm-hmm.
All the trials and tribulations that you've gone through, all the debts, all the masturbation. Hey, come on.
So everybody just know. Everybody just know. So.
And I don't feel like it was a problem. I don't feel like that has ever been a problem to me. I remember, like, in high school, I was like a bully. And I remember when it was not cool to do it?
Yeah.
And me feel like, me, I want to do first man them.
For like?
In a Jamaica.
For say, yeah.
In a high school, say, yo, me do that, you know. Me no business.
Yeah.
Brother, you see the day when me, like, come out and say, yo, Yeah. My masturbate. All of a sudden, every man who did that bunny thought.
Them I said, cool with it,
yeah,
no?
Man, yeah, man, we are talking about me. You used to do it too, man. Man, I tell me all which lotion for buy. Like, brother. I'm telling you something about, yo. Man, start telling us, yo, cocoa button already. You try this. Yo, use baby aisle. Like, you ever use, a man say, yo, you ever use banana peel?
Yo, what?
I'm going to say, you ever use banana peel?
Judge,
brother, me ear all kind of things. I make it work. Bro, I went to an all boys school.
So everybody have research.
Brother.
Everybody have research. You know, see, just, do it.
Imagine a school with beer man, liquor pitney.
Yeah.
I just beer testosterone that just run up raging. And down. Mad enough.
Everybody with that money to turn to.
Every man with that money to turn, I say, yo, can you know the song them used to say, yo, we not going to do it, and you know, oh, yeah, fit this, and yeah. You have woman. No.
Come on, a girl is so, you know, you see me? Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it.
No business.
I'm doing it. Every day.
Off the back.
off the palm. Off the palm, I'll be doing it. I'll be about it feeling away.
So, all right. That wouldn't be, I don't think that would have been seen as necessarily an addiction, per se. So, I think addictions are bad when you can't manage them.
No, I think addictions are bad when you go on like, me feel like when you accept it, me not care. So, like, I'm going to say, oh, yo, you're addicted to gambling. So, yeah.
True.
And we move on.
But I think.
I feel like when a man try to convince us that they're not addicted, that is when they're addicted.
True. I think that's bad. But I feel like if you can still manage that, because you might not be addicted to gambling, you know. But if you gamble and lose everything, and you always gamble and always lose everything, you see me? Like, you might have a problem then.
At some point, I call a spade a spade.
A spade, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if that would should be considered addiction, I feel like.
Yeah, but me feel like me move past that. The only thing, one of the reasons I'm bring it up is because, you know, you ever hear the term semen retention?
Yeah, what I mean to call it?
Them say semen retention, you just don't.
No, man, there was like a name your, feet, man. You know? There was like a, what them call it? No fap challenge.
Oh, like, you know, like the rest of not November and them.
Yeah, they make something there.
Yeah. You ever, what the longest ever like semen retained for?
Probably like a 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's amazing.
I wouldn't say it's necessarily worth it.
Is it never ever worth it?
Yeah, I don't feel like.
Because I'm saying, your mind clearer. And I feel like when I do it, that's how when my mind clearer.
So here's the thing, I think. It's hard to calculate them thing there by itself. Because it's like, at the same time, you're doing so much other things.
Exactly. I feel like
so it's like your mind would have clear anyway.
I feel like I can take 30 minutes and 30 minutes is crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like once I have the right one.
Yeah.
3 minutes, I'm gone.
Done.
3 minutes out of there.
Is it me? I know clarity.
And I know my mind clear.
Yeah.
I feel like before that, my mind not clear.
But
if I'm busy, I don't have time to do it though. If I'm busy.
All right. So where I would say
I'm
not
gonna
make
time for that though.
Is if you were to make time.
Like if you out there and make time for that, that's insane.
So that's why I would have said, all right, probably week. I mean, make time for a spliff. You see what I'm saying? Like, yo.
You would be like, yo, me can't deal with it right now. Me have to go smoke.
Yo, just give me a second. Maybe born that spliff and then me talk to you. You know what I mean?
Me can't understand people like that. Me can't understand a man where like we out, we there one party, or we there somewhere, and then you just disappear.
Throw that spliff section.
And then you're just gone. You're gone outside, go smoke.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I get it as somebody with smoke.
I don't get me being in somewhere, I feel like leave and go smoke.
So
that is a problem.
I agree. I think it's worse when like there's like not a section for it. So that's where like them spaces that me withdraw my limit, right? I might burn my spliff before I go or whatever, but you see if the place don't have a smoking section, it's like, yo, you have to go out the front and stand up round at the side over the sun, smoke and come back. I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna stand up on the side of the street and burn my spliff and come back. Miss the entire party.
That's you know? All the time. I feel like if me I feel, you know, gonna make time if you do that,
yep.
Then you're completely, then you're addicted. Me feel like anything where you really do too much.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm saying moderation is the real key to it, you know? Everything like can be seen as useful in some way, but it's like once you start to abuse it, that's when it's like really feel like a problem.
Especially like, as if you're a man addicted to, you see, if you're addicted to masturbating as a man, you have too much time.
So, all right. So here's how I see it.
You have too much time for your hands. Cause you have to go to work.
Yeah.
Then you have to drive, come home. Or if you actually work somewhere. Yeah. If you have a business at the, like.
So, all right. When
6 times a day, that means you're unemployed.
When something like that becomes a problem. Brother. When something like that becomes a problem, that usually manifests into some kind of sexual deviation where now you're probably like, if it becomes that much of an addiction, you're probably like an offender, like a registered offender.
That's crazy to even probably. Go so far.
No, because that means you're probably, there's a potential that you have like a weird kink now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if it's taken away, all right. Imagine the same level of like seriousness and addiction where I have to a spliff, where I might leave somewhere for go on a spliff to be at a party.
Like if I'm on there on party, I have to leave.
I have to left for go. That's crazy, bro. What?
If I'm gonna visit him and say, yo, hold on, me a forward. Yeah, give me. If me ever fire us, that thing gonna do a forward back.
Bro.
He.
That's wild. Bro, imagine that.
You would have never.
That was crazy.
I am filing a microphone and telling everybody.
Yeah, fully.
Me, I can borrow the DJ. Mike. And me, I say, yo, people.
Damn, you see that, brother?
You see, like, yo, you ever watch Friday? Remember Friday? And then you say, yo, hey, I'm back here. Don't worry, Smokey. I won't tell everybody. Hey. Let's go to the hey! Smokey around here back in his fist!
Brother, that's what I said. I feel like that's the level where that would go. Because that's you have to really manage that, you know?
No, the person, you know yourself. There's a reason why I'm going to bring up that topic here now.
Yeah.
As somebody actually asked me for talk about that topic together. Somebody know you have a problem with you.
But here's the thing too. You have woman with stairs too, you know.
We said them probably write it off. I want incognito. I want finster.
You have woman where you know what going on them car, you know, brother. Them car splash up, you know.
Damn.
Brother, this girl, you know what going on them car, bro.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. You see me? Got work.
What is that? You have man who got people who got them work.
Got them work. Go do it, bro. People don't get fired from them job because of them thing, man.
Bro, did you know that I wrote a paper?
About it?
I wrote a paper, like a university paper that I literally got an A about masturbation.
Were you like advocate?
It should be in, yo, I'm going to read this. It should be in my email.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the beauty of email don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Judge.
I pray to God me find this. The people see this.
No, but me feel like if you have to.
Aha! Found it. I have it. Yo. Brother, I'm going to write that paper here. 2018.
Wow.
Oh, wait, this is the first draft.
All right.
So more. All right. The final paper.
Final draft. Right. Okay.
Lecturer, ID number, student name. The question is, is masturbation sex? Would you support the act?
Mm-hmm.
Provide philosophical arguments to justify your response. I cannot believe I had to write about this. I know. The thing is, when you're at university, you know,
yeah,
you can't write things without proof. You have to write your
like
source,
this is research. Weird. Yeah, for those, yeah.
You have to,
and you have to cite your sources.
Yeah, but you have to cite it. Mm-hmm. And brother, this are the paper. Scholars have different understandings about sex, and such there is no set definition for it.
Mm.
Their personal opinions guide how they view it. Christian philosophers like Aquinas say that sex is the ability to use the male penis to implant sperm into the female's vagina for the purpose of effective procreation.
Mm.
Based on this definition, masturbation could not be sex. He states that God designed the human body to be able to carry out these specific functions. While masturbation is defined as the self-stimulation of the sex organs, most often to the point of orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
According to Catholicism of the Catholic Church, masturbation is one of the offenses against chastity, and calls it an intrinsically and gravely disordered action, because use of the sexual faculty for whatever reason outside of marriage is essentially contrary to its purpose. Cite Benedict and Scunburn, Sexual Act, 1992.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, masturbation can be viewed as a sexual activity but not sex. The act of masturbation is performed by at least 80% of human beings, resulting in numerous opinions for and against masturbation. There are various advantages of performing the act of masturbation. With the exclusion of religious beliefs, masturbation can be good for your health and a substitute for sexual pleasure without performing the act of sexual intercourse. Bro, this is a whole paper. I will not finish this, but this was a full paper.
So,
according to Karl Marx, you know me get serious, no? This is my college. This is what I did in university, bro. I really wanted to
you've
understand.
Been advocating.
You've been according advocating to Karl Marx, philosophy stands in the same relation to the study of the actual world as masturbation to sexual love. Marx, 2007. The act of masturbation manages to be a very controversial activity in the philosophical realm, with numerous opinions for and against it. Philosophers such as Mark Twain famously quoted in one of his lectures, "If you must gamble away your life sexually, don't play a lone hand too much." In Twain's day,
a lone hand?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A lone hand is crazy.
A lone hand. In Twain's day, medicine was beginning to separate itself from religious doctrines.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors would no longer claim that those guilty of masturbation will be punished, but did warn against the harmful effects of self-pleasuring at the time. The medical warnings at the time still stemmed from their religious beliefs. Christian philosopher Immanuel Kant posits.
No, you went to Kant?
Bro, I got an A.
Of course.
Come on.
You cited Marx and Kant. You had to get an A, bro. This is a legit paper.
Christian philosopher Immanuel Kant posits that masturbation is worse than suicide. He believes it is a violation of moral law and therefore should not be practiced.
All right.
In the book titled Metaphysics of Morals, 1797, he made an argument stating that everyone up on his thinking of it as a violation of one's duty to himself. Kant regards masturbation as being immoral and describes the act of as an unnatural use of our sexual organ. He believes a person gives up their personality when they use themselves as a means of gratification of an animal drive. brother, me can't do that paper, yeah.
This is a legit. Oh, wow.
I hope everybody.
I am actually amazed at the fact that there is like
citations
and of Marx and Kant talking about masturbation.
Brother, me have citing a Caesar, Julius Caesar.
Wow.
When Caesar talk about it. Brother, me have sightings of Bible verse.
So a long time. So you feel very strongly about this?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right. So would you...
You know the story of Onan?
No.
The story of Onan. Let me read the story of Onan because... Let me make you see the story of Onan.
Yeah.
Christians during this time period used biblical scriptures as reasons to oppose masturbation.
Okay.
Christians interpreted the story of Onan in Genesis 38 verse 3 and 10, the King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
It states that Onan was given a command by God through his father Judah to go into your brother's wife,
yes,
and marry her,
and raise up
an heir to your brother. Onan went to his brother's wife and emitted on the ground. So Onan pull out.
Yes.
Onan pull out. Mm-hmm.
Onan pull out and just strike him and turn him into salt.
This displeased God and he was slayed. Christians interpreted emitted on the ground as Onan wasting his sperm and was not impregnating his brother's wife. Therefore, they use this scripture to discourage masturbation, saying that it is forbidden by God. The story was the forefront of why masturbation is bad and came to prominence in 1712 when a con man by the name of John Martin published a book titled Onania, or the heinous sin of self-pollution and all its frightful consequences in both sexes.
Wow.
The book became a hit and he turned himself into a surgeon and sold remedies for the ills of masturbation. And not today. I mean, I do that for make people know, say, yo, don't come, don't come try to tell me no foolishness. This is a paper. When we literally get an A pun.
Yeah, what's it? No, I'm actually an expert.
I am for it. I am not against it. Just do it in moderation.
In moderation. Would you still say it counts as like sex?
It is not sex.
Okay.
It is self-pleasuring.
Yeah.
It is not sex.
True. I agree.
The definition of sex by definition is when you're... Put the, you know, the thing.
Yeah,
in the thing.
Yeah, the thing in the thing. Yeah, choo-choo.
No, it start move around.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it can mean whole heap of things.
Yeah.
But self-pleasuring and a sex.
Okay.
But you know, just like where them said, don't play a lone hand too much.
Not too much. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Moderation is the key.
Brother, because how them used to teach me to write papers at UWE was for and against.
Yeah.
You must always, even if you're for the
put
argument,
both sides.
You have to include the both sides.
Yeah.
You know, like why it bad,
yeah.
And then you tell like why it good. And then you have to make sure they have sources for why it bad and good.
Yeah, them always bring up that Bible story too.
Basically, like
that's always like, the
make you see a Rasta man, I look upon a woman and say, yo. That's why I'm going to pull out.
Yeah, man. Just strike him down. Yeah, man. That's why I'm going to beer youths. Is it me?
Yeah,
I say?
Because just strike down, man, for pull out already.
Is it me? I say? So I'm going to try. Is it me? I say?
That's the way we are work, pal.
Yeah, man. When my lightning strike, my lightning off a strike. Is it me? I say?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
You know, see how Jamaican people are the youth right now? You're 36, right?
Yeah.
No youth.
Boy, rough for me, you know?
Don't say boy. You never have a boy or a girl. Just say rough for me. Come and say no youth a while ago. You say, boy, no. You're not a youth.
I mean, you know.
Me not a youth either.
Yeah.
You know, time of the master though.
Is that bad? Is that a bad thing?
Like, according to Jamaican people, when you get to a certain age,
yeah.
Gelding.
I mean, Japan, the same.
You know, say the other day, New Year's Eve,
my
message, my brethren.
Mm-hmm.
Say, yo, happy New Year, brother, you know. Hopefully this year you jump off of the gelding truck. Can I bring you all of that, mate?
Yeah.
I'm saying, hopefully this year you jump off of the gelding truck. Brother, man send me a baby picture. call me on FaceTime. Which girl did?
Oh, we are talking about.
She would have killed me.
Yeah, Lord.
She would have killed me.
Yeah, Lord. Rough.
It's just proper planning. It's proper. Yeah. It's proper family planning.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we'll get there.
Get there. Don't worry.
Don't worry. You know.
Don't overextend.
I'm 29 this year.
Don't overextend your situation. And you know, as a man, you have time, you can still, you know, create a larger estate to
talk leave, to my father, you know? One day, my father said, boy, last time I called him for Father's Day.
Yeah.
I said, boy, me just there. There. I said, happy Father's Day. I said, yeah, man, me that feel better if I was my grandfather though, but.
Yeah, man. Brother. My mother hit me with the, so I'm, you know, give me 2 grand pitney before I'm dead. That's a damn.
Damn. Say, boy, I better go and live, you know.
Boy, just drink up a spinach, John. You see me?
But this topic,
yeah,
I go have a lot of people. More hear what people are gonna say for the comments. First thing somebody gonna say is why this man have a paper?
Like, but why did you write a paper about this?
It was actually the easiest. Like, it was a course in a UWE named The Psychology of Sex and Love.
So you could do a full-on TED Talk on...
Yeah.
Like, you could do a presentation, probably.
Brother. Funny enough, you know, when me did go UWE, me this always at the comedy and everything there, but
yeah.
Them used to always be like, yo, deal articulate. Mm. So any group project, anything we're involved presenting.
You were always the...
Me are the presenter.
Mm.
Them say, hey, boop. It did get to a point where sometimes I did nothing.
All you had to do was present.
I would do nothing. Everybody would afraid and I would do nothing. And then like the day before, them send me everything. And me go present it.
Wow. I mean, that's good though.
Yeah.
That's like, you need one of those people.
Yeah, because me don't know why people afraid of, yo, me don't know, some people afraid of crowd, you know.
A lot of people afraid of crowd.
Me not afraid of crowd, you know.
Neither.
Yeah, neither. Me not really business. Like, yo.
Yeah, I realize that's a thing that like people genuinely, especially speaking in front of a crowd, getting that attention is, like, yeah, terrifying.
Remember Bridget with a speech impediment?
Yeah.
When them man in front of that crowd, man, them man they catch every list of everything them man they catch.
Judge.
Man. Me not look at it like that, man.
Yeah. I mean.
Me think me could have be a good politician.
Potentially. Politician is just talking to people most of the time, though.
It's just convincing people.
It's just, what them do?
A politician, you know, them implement legislation, them try, you know, fight for them constituents, them get yeah. For them.
Do you have to be a lawyer to be a politician?
No.
So
you literally don't have to be nothing. You don't have to be a politician.
So you can just go and say, yo, I feel like the people deserve this. And use a politician.
And if the people vote for you, you are now a politician.
That's crazy.
That's the beauty of democracy.
Wow.
I can. You know, technically, I can go back to Jamaica right now and put my name on the upcoming election ballot.
And run? Run for prime minister. You could. Wycliffe was prime minister.
L.A. Lewis got some votes, you know.
I'd have voted for L.A. Lewis.
All right. What?
7! Yeah, man. L.A. Lewis know what I'm talking about. I know what I do, you know?
What do people know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Why not?
Who made afraid for vote for? I like Muta.
You didn't vote for Muta?
Me would afraid.
Would I vote for Muta? John, no.
Jamaica
like
would
shoes,
get
bro.
Trick.
I like shoes and them something.
No, me have to walk to school barefoot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think Muta don't really care about them thing there, no. I think Muta does personally. Muta can't tell me say he might walk in a Canada. No. Muta can't go to Canada go walk barefoot. If him there in Europe, he might wear shoes.
Brother,
him have to, I don't care what it. Muta Baruka cannot walk shoesless right now in Canada.
Yeah, him probably just not going to
go
Canada.
Bro, it's snowing.
Him not, him probably just exactly. not going to go Canada.
So it's just
but the
weird.
But
the barefoot
way for him there.
Pretty over there, Jamaica, I like rain. You want a slide, brother?
Brother, I was at an event last time, way, way back when I was in Jamaica. I was at an event, an uptown event, and it was just raining. And it was Muta Baruka that must say. Barefoot.
What me love with Muta, though,
yeah.
is him teachings.
Yeah.
So, outside of just the shoes, yeah. him teachings.
He's a very observant individual.
I think probably one of the most intelligent men out of Jamaica.
Yeah. I would agree. His observations are very like prime.
Nah, no wearing a shirt. Nah, no wearing a shoes doing it.
Yeah.
But nah, no wearing a shoes.
But that is the depth of, if you're a vegan, that's how you're supposed to move, you know.
No.
Enough people don't understand that, you know. You're vegan, you're not supposed to wear leather.
I feel like Muta is what Dr. Umar is trying to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. God. Muta is the real deal.
Yeah, Muta is the real deal.
Yeah.
Dr. Umar try be Muta.
Yeah.
But even feel Dr. Umar know half of the knowledge like what Muta have.
I doubt it. I mean...
And Muta, well, two of them can be funny without even trying.
Yeah. I don't think Muta necessarily intends to be funny.
No. Muta make a speech one time and him did have to be funny.
Yeah.
Muta talk about America and like Russia. And
yeah,
war.
Them thing that him have to...
Muta say, well, from where I think it's a penis power warfare. Everybody just see who have the biggest penis because you don't see them missile there. All them missiles, you don't see them look like. They look like penis. So basically, Russia say, hey, look by my penis. And America say, hey, see my penis bigger. I mean, I say, there's no way.
You're right.
Indefinitely, you know.
You're right.
Them a fight over who have the biggest penis power.
You're right.
It's a penis. You know, this is a penis power warfare. This is some penis power thing, you know. Yo, tell me if I get the Muta impersonation right.
Yo, would you want to see like a debate between Umar and Muta?
Muta would demolish Umar in a debate.
I think so. I absolutely think so. I mean, all of that Pan-Africanism starting from Gavi still, you know. So it's like...
Yeah.
It's like...
Not even Gavi. Leonard Howell.
Yeah. True.
Let's not... True. Hey.
No, so...
Comments. Let me see if you know who named Leonard Howell.
So, Leonard Howell start the movement. Gavi pointed to the movement. Mm-hmm. So, Gavi... The reason why I said Gavi started the Pan-Africanism, because we're saying that here, but the Pan-Africanism as a concept like that is... From what Umar is doing, that Gavi started that. So Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, all of that following after Gavi.
Yeah, you know? I think because Gavi make it international.
Yeah.
When him got foreign, Gavi kind of changed for that.
Bro, you ever listen to like a Gavi speech?
Yeah. Make me want to get up and move mountains.
Brother, when I heard it, I was like, yeah, at a turn. If I was there at this time,
if me didn't hear him speak.
Same time.
If me didn't hear all this man attack.
Yeah.
If me the daddy.
Yeah. Yeah. May I rest tomorrow.
Let me tell you, which speech would I get me figure fight war?
Which one?
See, when the man I say, until the day when the color of a man's skin is of
no
more significance
than
the color of his eyes, they will always be. Me I say, like, oh, you say, I yo. Fight.
You say, yo, a real talk, you know. A foolishness.
More a fight. And for Americans in the chat, Redemption Song is actually just Bob Marley reciting some of the lyrics.
Yeah, because that was Selassie's speech to the League of Nations.
Yeah, that was Selassie's speech.
Yeah, brother. And Selassie have some bad speech too, you know. Sick speech, you know. Yo, you know who... Have you ever seen like a U.S. military general speech?
Mm-mm.
brother, terrifying, you know.
What is that? Well, why or anything?
Brother, them man, they, you know, threaten like a.
Are you ready to die today?
Brother, them man, they say, we don't know what to tell our enemies. The only thing we know is that someone else will be raising your children if you decide to test the strength of the American. Yeah. I was like,
yeah, I'm gonna feel like them do something like that.
that sound like just leave them alone. Just don't trouble them.
That bites still. Yeah, me, I'm gonna see that. Brother, someone else is gonna be raising your kids.
Terrifying. Terrifying.
But Arasta might burn you out. So make way just make way. Can we arrest? Well, no, we have dreadlocks.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not.
I feel like I'm Ras in the same way most Christian are Christian. You know the way there?
True, yeah, true word, though.
It might be a true word, but I mean, I'm accepting. I am in that word that being thrown to.
Makes sense.
You see what I say? Like, all makes right. Makes sense. Because I say me a Ras, that means I have to move like Muta. I have to move exactly like Muta. Who is the full definition of what that template supposed to
I
be?
I think there's only... I feel like,
mm-hmm.
like if we'd have followed like Ras by the book,
yeah,
I really two Rasta me see, and a Muta I win. Muta I win is the Rasterest of Rasterers. Muta, they are like the kings of Rasteros.
Yeah, I don't. If there was like, you know, if there was like a Mount Rushmore.
If there is a Mount Rushmore, remember, we could make a Mount Rushmore. So it's all four. Right.
Four.
Mount Rushmore.
All right.
Muta, Mount Rushmore. I win.
And this is Rastas. We're not talk like, you know, the legendary man. Them,
no,
the,
we're
the
talking like real.
Like, who's the idealized Rasta?
The ideology of Rasta.
All right.
Mount Rushmore is Muta.
Mm-hmm.
I win.
I go say, you know who I would say, bro? Luciano. I would say Luciano.
Pa Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
I would believe Luciano can work pa Mount Rushmore for
I
real.
Think Luciano for up there.
There is a very intelligent Rasta when we see a couple of him clippings them more while. Hmm. Like him is a lecturer or something. I think me see him pa I Never Knew TV. Super bright Rasta, but me don't know if him can be fully. Me don't know if him gonna be Mount Rushmore type. Mount Rushmore would that be?
We are talking the elder Rasta with the
one where said the earth is your bed.
The earth is your bed.
Him off the pan Mount Rushmore.
Absolutely.
The
He's
earth
like
is
a...
your bed. Humble yourself and satisfy.
Bro.
Mount Rushmore.
That is knowledge, you know.
So we got four.
Yeah.
Four. That are the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's good.
Those are the lords of Rastaros.
Yes, God, them. I feel like you can't rust more than Iwin and them, man.
No.
it's impossible.
Iwin no eat salt, you know.
Brother, no eat salt, no eat meat, no eat nothing.
No eat nothing we have to cook.
All right, bro.
Nothing we have to cook fire pan.
Sun dry yam and them.
Them when they fry egg in a sun.
There's a Rasta that I used to follow on YouTube. I wish I could remember his name right now. He's a doctor, right? Mm-hmm. Him say, damn, I feel terrible. Comments, please comment his name if you don't know him. Is a elder Rasta where him say him don't drink water. Him don't drink water.
That him do.
So him get all him hydration from fruits.
I want him run.
But he only drinks coconut water.
So I water that.
Yeah, but
him not drink water, CO2.
Him don't drink H2O. CO2
same thing, yeah, H2O.
This nuts.
What is CO2 again?
CO2 is carbon dioxide.
Yo, you're not gonna come show me up right now.
So you know, bro, you know what's so crazy? CO2 is what makes soda soda.
The little bubbles them in it though.
That is what gives the bubbles.
Bad.
And if you solidify it, it becomes dry ice.
I know that already.
I didn't know that till the other day.
I never know that till you tell me, but me know it.
You
just go with the flow, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, see, CO2 is carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide.
And H2O is water.
Yeah. Mm. But it's like, him only, so he only like drinks coconut water, watermelon, them kind of something. He doesn't, bro, I'm watching Page one time and he's like, all right, today we're going to make a nice, fresh, raw curry. And I was like, I need to watch this brother make a raw curry right now. Cause this brother, his whole thing is not cooking. So I say, oh, curry. Oh yeah, how you would have make curry without cooking it?
Dog, when you so healthy, you know, dog, and dead when you're 17, you know, my youth.
But I'm still, I wish I could.
Dog, wicked people terrible. Live longer, you know.
True. Very true.
Brother, wicked people can't dead, you know.
Wicked people live long.
Brother, wicked people can't dead. Wicked people, them get blind.
Yeah.
Them get crippled.
Yeah.
Them lose a limb. They're not dead, though.
No.
They're not dead. They might live forever.
It's crazy. The wicked people, they'll be like, yeah, man, 97 next year, you know. It's like, say, wow, how?
103. Nah, move. Nah, leave the earth.
Wickedness, man. Wickedness, so wickedness give us strength.
Strength.
Jaja.
Oh, yeah, man, people. Today, I know just, this was some topics we wanted to talk about. One of the email me from the talk about I'm reason about it. Let me know on the feedback, you know.
Yep.
Don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe. You have Strip. Anything to say to them?
Leave some comments. Let us know what you think. Is that an addiction? Is addictions bad? Let us know your thoughts in the comments. Big up. Take care of yourself and each other.
All right. We're out of here.
Boom.